Jim, state lawmakers are now considering a bill to toughen the penalties for people caught driving under the influence. Live on the Newsline right now to talk more about current laws that are on the books is Denver Attorney Jay Tiftik. Jay, always good to have you on. Just, I want to know, as a member of our community, to take aside what you do for a living, what's your reaction to this story?
No, it's a terrible story. I mean, I have kids, and it's just an absolutely terrible story. And as you were just mentioning, the timing of it, as far as this pending felony DUI bill, probably couldn't be worse.
Right. Does this bode well for the people trying to get this through? What do you think?
Sure. I mean, this is a hotly contested bill because it's so costly to the taxpayers. It could cost them $34 million, if not more. So it's something where this is a terrible case to have at this time, because obviously all those people are going to point to it and say, look, here's a person who has three prior offenses, was a habitual offender. But regardless of all that, this person's facing obviously a multitude of charges, and probably not going to be deported now, because he's going to be here for probably a long time.
Let me ask you, some would say certainly three strikes should be meaning you're out when it comes to DUI, but the current laws on the books right now, I think a lot of people listening to us right now would say, I had no idea that. Let's just say, bigger picture, it's really a slap on the wrist, three times DUI. If he's convicted of this one, this will be number four. What are the current laws that we're looking at and the penalties that come with it?
Well, if we were to take someone who was arrested for a fourth DUI without obviously getting in this accident or anything like that, right now the person is facing a year in jail plus an additional year suspended with up to 4 years of probation. What's pending in the legislature is a person who has three priors, or a third offense within 7 years, or fourth offense within a lifetime, instead would be looking at up to potentially 12 years in prison as a class four felony.
When it comes to the current laws the way they are, is the thinking, do you think, maybe this is just your opinion, is the thinking, look, you can, you know, suspend their license for life or whatever, they're still going to get behind the wheel. It's really clearly too hard to enforce.
I think if the state is looking at spending this much money to make a multiple offender a felony, they should really look at how do we try to prevent it from getting to that point. How do we look at first offenses, second offenses, and figure out what's causing that third offense, and what can we be doing better for those people instead of spending this money just trying to house people in prison. There's no evidence that shows that, you know, having a felony or having something like that is going to prevent people from going out there and unfortunately making bad decisions. And there's a lot of fatalities where the person who allegedly causes it doesn't have any priors, and you can't really prevent that. It's very sad, and it's very unfortunate, but you can't prevent it. Yeah. Without, you know, looking at it a different way.
Well, this is certainly a tragedy for one Aurora family, for sure. Jay, always appreciate your time. Thank you so
much. Absolutely, thank you.
You bet. Jay Tiftikjian, local Denver attorney. And what he's talking about has clearly nothing to do with the fact this guy was here illegally. You're weighing in on Facebook, facebook.com/850KOA.